This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Insider Roger Stone saying he's getting ready to run and we're getting ready to announce it next week. Honey, in New York, you're on the air with Alex Stone and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. God bless you. Thank you for having me. I wanted to discuss Trump running again. And can you hear me?
I absolutely can hear you, honey. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. I think first he does have to go through a mea culpa. Immediately, actually, he has to, if he is elected, he has to pardon the people that were in January 6th that have pled guilty just to get out of solitary confinement, the nonviolent people who were escorted through the Capitol by the police, by the Capitol Police, and some of them are even still in prison today in D.C. They are political prisoners, and he has to address that immediately. The second other mea culpa is you guys. You know, Patient Zero, Milo Yiannopoulos, you, Gavin, Laura Loomer, the discrimination against conservatives speaking in social media, losing their jobs, losing their businesses. He has to address that. You guys put him in office the first time, and all of you are now these outcasts in the shadow. And that's not right, because you all got him elected, and you may get him elected again. And he has to address that. Secondly, the mistakes of the lockdown. And the mandatory vaccination, he started that. We need to have better controls, better legislation on something like this happening again. Any virus will potentially kill immunocompromised and elderly people. Any virus could do that. We cannot shut down the country and then have mandatory vaccines after 6 months.
Well, honey, I totally agree with you, and I'm not trying to endorse Trump because I've got a lot of problems with him. But I'll say this. The Democrats have a cult that would drink cyanide if Joe Biden told them to. With Trump, his base at the rallies is mad about the shot. If he got back in, there's no way his base is putting up with him trying more of this. What do you think, Alex Stein? Thanks for the call, honey.
No, I mean, Alex, you just nailed it. I mean, Trump could fix all these problems. He could pardon Julian Assange. He could fix the January 6th problem, you know, within his first week in office. So that's why he is going to be a great candidate if he wins. I mean, nobody's perfect. You know, he got some bad advice from people trying to appease to both sides. But I think if he gets Trump 2.0, the sequel will be better than the original, in my opinion.
But I'd be happy with DeSantis. Who else do you like out there as a Republican candidate, Alex?
That's all, Alex. That's it. We got DeSantis and we got Trump. But the sad thing is none of that matters. With 2,000 mules, these people can cheat again and they can, you know, some other disease can come out. So that's the thing is the game is rigged in their favor. Their finger is on the scale. So we could have the best candidate in the world. We could have Alex Jones. You could be running for president, and they wouldn't let you win. I'm serious. So you know this. It doesn't matter how likable and how popular you are. Donald Trump clearly was more popular than Joe Biden. If you go and you see all these man on the street videos, not just the ones I do, but anybody else does, if you ask the black community, the Asian community, Mexican, it doesn't matter what community, white community, they all say they miss Trump because they do not like paying $5 a gallon of gas. So Trump was liked then. He's still liked. But sadly, they can rig the game and they can have back.
That's right. Well, in closing, how does everybody, not that we got to look for it, it's all over the place. Despite the censors, you're overpowering them with your sheer comedy and will. How do people find Alex Stein online?
Well, I'm all over Alex Stein 99 on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Primetime Stein. I'm on YouTube. And I'm probably not going to be there long because I'm getting effective. They're probably going to take me out just like they took you out. It's a hard realization. And that's why we do need somebody in office, hopefully DeSantis, hopefully Trump, that will reinstate you and Elon Musk, I hope he reinstates you. I'm not holding out hope because I don't put my, you know, liking a politician or liking a celebrity is like thinking the stripper actually likes you, Alex. We have to like ourselves. We have to take, you know,
that's right. Don't put your faith in man, but in God and your own action as well. Alex Stein, thank you so much. Great interview. Appreciate you. And I just can't wait to see what next exploit you engage in. Thank you so much. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Bob in Texas, final caller.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Told a certain well-known political operative who's good friends with him 3 days ago, he's going to announce for president 2024 Monday in 5 days. The implications of that are massive. I was hit during the Roger Stone interview by that and shocked. Then I made some behind-the-scenes connections and confirmed. But Trump calls it tactical flexibility. He may not do it on Monday, but we know he's doing it. He is running. Just that fact is so ultra massive. I'm going to take a final call from Bob in Texas, and we'll go to Kate Daly, great co-host, knocks out of the park every week. I hate to cut into her time. She always has this amazing guest, but we're going to go to her here in a few minutes. But I wanted to play a few minutes from that hour one interview that's now at InfoWars.com and Bandai Video. I hope you share.
I think he announces sooner rather than later. I think he announces as early as July. I think these kind of attacks probably accelerate that, if anything. DeSantis needs to stick to his knitting and get reelected governor before he could move out openly in a presidential campaign. I do think he is sizing up, taking on the champ. New national poll last week out of McLaughlin and Associates in the Gateway Pundit shows that Trump easily dispatches all comers. It's his race to lose. In all honesty, Alex, as I've said here on the program before, I expected the president to wait till after the midterms, but to become a candidate fairly early. I now believe that he could be accelerating his time frame because all of these attacks on him need to be seen in the context of the political attacks there are. And the reason they're attacking him is because they don't want him to run. So therefore, he will defy them, I think, by running. I do think it could be as early as the first week of July.
And then we went on and had discussions on and off air. Trump is prepared to pull the trigger on Monday. That's the plan. So, big news, ladies and gentlemen. He may change his mind, but it is certainly gigantic, ultra-massive news. All right, Bob, we held into the fourth hour to get to you. I appreciate you holding. Bob, in my home state of Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, go talk right in the phone.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I just been waiting to talk to you for so long. Look, I believe everything that I've been learning from you. You and Roger Stone, I think, really, really should work on President Trump. And I call him President Trump because he's still the legitimate president. As far as I'm concerned, you need to talk to him to try to get him to dump the idea of the shot. If you can get him to get rid of that, I really, really think that he's got it. I mean, I'll vote for him because he's already helped our country. He has done more than anybody in the last 50 years. I'm 69.
Exactly. You can't, because I was already really mad at Trump, but you can't discount the Roe v. Wade victory. You can't discount the border, the China deal. I mean, Trump did so much good. That's why it's so painful that he's wrong about the poison shot. You're absolutely right, Bob. What else would you like to add?
Keep doing what you're doing. This is the first time I've ever been able to get through to you. Unfortunately, I've only discovered you about, 5-6 years ago. I discovered you on Facebook when you were still on there. And I have been faithful and I believe almost everything you say.
Well, don't believe it. Just check it out for yourself. Sometimes I'm wrong, but I love you, and I'm glad you got on board, Bob. Thank you. And tell others, hey, hear the hidden show. Hear what you're not supposed to hear at Infowars.com and Band.Video. We love you, Bob. Separately, we've got a big sale going on right now at Infowarsstore.com. It's the July 4th blowout sale. Even though I'm not going to get more of these products in for a long time, I got to sell them at 40 to 75% off. Some were selling at below what they cost us because we got to move money in here to move into the future. Infowarsstore.com, the big July 4th mega blowout sale. And separately, preparetoday.com is run by the folks over at My Patriot. It's a clone of their site. It's all their products, the lowest price, a bunch of preparedness goods, not just high quality storable food, water filtration, air filtration, and hundreds of other items. The lowest price you're going to find. Preparetoday.com. Has storable food, high quality, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you now at preparetoday.com. Only way to beat inflation is to buy high-quality food that lasts more than a decade, so you beat the inflation with food you can eat later. It all tastes amazing. Preparetoday.com, the storable food, the water filtration, the air filtration, everything else, Infowarsstore.com. Like 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza that everybody should have on DVD in their library so it can't be censored as easily. All right, Kate Daly, syndicated talk show host and great patriot, takes over for the next 49 minutes. Really appreciate her. Kate Daly and then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it. Oh, I have so much today to get to, too. Let me just say this. We're going to go over a lot of things that can help right now that you can actually do to stop this great reset and to implement the people's reset, right? But before I get there, I just want to mention a few things because, oh my gosh, I feel like all I've been doing is kind of clearing up misnomers. The Roe versus Wade, it was a bad opinion that lasted for 49 years. The court corrected it. That's it. The actual Americans would be glad, you would think, that the court corrected themselves. But no, not when there's a vested interest to murder. So here is the sleight of hand, though. And I think this is what people aren't understanding about the Roe versus Wade. This is so important because we can take action, and we could take action for 49 years. That's the lie. For 49 years, we could have done all kinds of things on the right to stop abortion within the states, but we didn't do it. For 49 years. And the reason I say this, and you can really look at this and understand why I'm saying this. Why do you think we got the heartbeat bill? Why do you think states started pushing? And I've been interviewing states for 5 years on the changes they've been making to go up against Roe versus Wade. Why? Because the states finally figured out, oh my gosh, we had the power all along. It was a lie, this whole ruling. There was never a ruling. There was never anything federal. The Supreme Court aren't a bunch of emperors. They can't put out an edict. They can't make law. They never could. They could only give you an opinion on a Texas case. And then what they did in the media and in government is to tell you that it could never be touched. It's not true. The state started figuring this out. And so what the court did was expose the fact that the 49 years worth of stalling, actually, this could have happened 49 years ago, but it hasn't. So right now is a great time to urge your right, okay, the right, I'm on the right too, on the right to go in and make resolutions on their constitutions for banning abortion. Because the trigger laws aren't going to do it completely. We need to absolutely do resolutions here. and implement that into our constitution, state constitutions. So for the last 49 years, as the right have been running on pro-life, right, they convince you they're pro-life, and then they go, and maybe they are. And then they say, oh, my hands are tied. The hands were never tied. Whether it's naive, whether it's ignorance, who knows, whether it's intentional. For 49 years, the media has reported SCOTUS ruling on Roe versus Wade as a ruling. It is not a ruling. It is an opinion. And for 49 years all along, and you should be very angry at that, because we have been lied to for 49 years in telling us that we couldn't do a darn thing about it. Oh, it just makes me so upset. It was also a sleight of hand so that you would not look at the gun bill, because really and truly, it was a win that Roe versus Wade was overturned in the court. That's a win. And it exposed the states. That's another win. So now we have to take it the extra mile now. And also, you should be angry that you were lied to for 49 years as well. The states always had the power. It sailed. So the other sleight of hand was not looking at the gun bill. The red flag bill. This bill is a liberty taker. This bill is going to do the damage, because the mental health umbrella is so big on this, and because it's the universal snitch law. But I'll come right back and talk about that too. I also want to say on the Roe versus Wade, never in any of my healthcare visits with any of my three kids or in my life did I ever have to talk about murder. It is not healthcare. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So happy to be here. Thanks again, Alex. I'm Kate Daly, your host from the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. You know, I said as we were going to break, I never in any of my healthcare visits did I ever have to discuss the murder of a baby. It really is a tragedy that they're calling it healthcare, truly. And, you know, I'm not young, so give me a break, right? And if women are so desperate to get rid of their babies, just get the COVID shots. It'll do it. All those miscarriages. Over 200 of them? Right. In the test? Yes. So, why is America a she? And I just wanted to explain this quick history lesson for you. If you didn't realize this before, we always refer to this country as a she. And maybe this is a good lesson for all those liberal, progressive, you know, pink hat wearing, kombu bat wearing, you know, monsters. Is that the feminine reference in Latin, because the earth was actually seen as a rich source of food and nurture for all of our forebears. So we refer to the planet as Mother Earth, just like we do America as a she. Isn't that interesting? Because, my gosh, it's all about the giving and the nurturing, and the source, right, is the mother. I'm sure women are listening to this, liberal women, if there's any, that are just cringing. Oh, how dare they? Got to call it an it. Anyway, a country is one's place for birth, and the idea of a birth is actually directly linked to motherhood, for obvious reasons. And it also symbolized as a female whose pride must be protected. There's a lot of pride in these females. And it's a shame, because I can't imagine people running to go murder a baby, or wanting to in the future, really thinking it out. I mean, that's pretty sick, is it not? So nothing has changed. Women can still get as many abortions as they want. So make sure and go to resolutions in your state constitutions. And then you can see whether the people that ran on pro-life really meant it. I like that kind of test. The red flag, the bipartisan, of course it's bipartisan. It's all touchy-feely. Over the aisle, can we sit on each other's laps and rub each other down, because we're all friends and buddies and we have no morals or principles. That's the new meaning of bipartisan. Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, 15 traitors, of course, and I know you've heard tons about this, but it really was a wet blanket gun victory. And they didn't say that that permits were not bad. They didn't say that the law was bad. They only talked about the enforcement of that. And so it's a win, but it could have been a bigger win. And same with Roe versus Wade. Could have been maybe, I don't know, admitting that they had lied, I don't know, for 49 years. I don't know. I just know that we need to seek out bigger wins than what we've been given. We cannot be complacent and just go along and say we've won, because then people stop fighting and they think it's gone away. And people were saying abortion is over. No, it's not. It's alive and well in America right now. And a lot of people are wanting to do it. And so Sergeant of Arms is dead after testifying that professional agitators were there on January 6th. He died of the whistleblowing disease. And Michael Stanger, rest in peace, worked as the U.S. Sergeant of Arms, right? And, of course, all the news, I just wanted to point out, they're all saying he just died. Natural causes. Don't look here. Never mind. Right? Okay. I also wanted to mention that Senator Mitch McConnell, that goofy guy, was the majority leader at the time, requested Stanger's resignation the day after this happened. Kind of interesting. Oh, I just love his testimony, though. and it lives on. Also at January 6th, I have to throw something to Todd Starnes. Coming up on the season finale of J6 the movie, Cassidy's friend Sally testified she heard from her cousin Luann that her mother, Clarice, overheard that her hairdresser tell her boyfriend that a mall cop intercepted. I just love that because that's exactly what it's turned into. The whole country's seeing it, and it's absolutely asinine, the entire thing. Where are all the injuries? Where are all the footage of people actually getting assaulted? I mean, it's absolutely a lie. I also wanted to talk too about the 18 things I have in order to help, what we can do. Not to mention, by the way, 58 babies who received COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are suffering life-threatening injuries right now. Stop taking the shot. It's evil to give this to your children. What we need to do, and I've talked a lot about these types of things on the radio, and as more and more come out, I think you're going to find some of these really, really enlightening. Number one, Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, May of 2022, went and had to have a court martial, right, for refusing to take the injections whatsoever. Okay. My friend Robin Openshaw told me about this, and she was really looking into this story, and the trial convicted him. Okay. For not obeying orders, but with zero penalties whatsoever. So really it has no teeth. In fact, I know somebody that didn't take the shot and they were sent to the Pentagon and then given promotion after promotion. There's no teeth. They're playing chicken. So play chicken. Do it. You probably will win. And so that is the big lesson. The conviction was a toothless paper tiger. It didn't do anything. We cannot play this game with them and do what they say. We have to stand up for what's right. And you know what? Sometimes, really, with the cost, you know, we think the cost is going to be your job. Maybe not. Maybe not. So in this case, absolutely, go with your gut and stand up. And this was a wonderful, you know, person in the army and has done an amazing job. And he had this amazing legacy. People loved him and he stood up and nothing happened. So I just wanted people to know that, that you can stand up. I also want to bring up this too. You know, when the cows all died, well, not all, but in Kansas, when we had 10,000 cow deaths that were very mysteriously weird, because I can see 3,000 or 4,000, 10,000, wow, that's a lot. You know, I brought up the fact that farmers should start to co-op. We should start taking money out of the stock market and putting it into farmers, investing in farming, so that not only do we have a stake in our own food later on, when we really, really need it, but also the fact that these farmers are dying out and they are an awesome breed. I love the farmers and ranchers of America. I always call them the salt of the earth because they truly are. They are the backbone of America. They are what America was built on because we used to be 95% farming and ranching. So the ones that are left are really struggling and having a really tough time buying $120,000 tractors and, of course, the cost of fuel and everything else. And when they lose a crop, it's pretty devastating. We cannot afford as a country to let them die, to let them go. We have to maintain them. Or we only are going to be solely looking at Gates's land and the government land for our food sources. And the fact that they just gene edited in March cows for shorter hair to, they CRISPRed up some cows with shorter hair to resist the heat. I am telling you, if we don't do something for these farmers and do it quick, we're going to lose them because they are teetering right now. And if we could co-op them, if we could go in on the cost for cows, if we could go in on the cost for tractors, the cost for fuel, if we could take our money out of the Wall Street that we know is going to crash and put it into our future food for our future family, now that's called a return because you're going to get food out of that. And the farmers retain ownership. They still own their farm. Just be an investor. Just be somebody that helps out. We have to come up with some solutions right now. And we're all standing around watching our country burn and watching these farmers go out of existence. And once they're out for good. They do not come back. And so these lands have been in their families for years and years and years. Do not let them, do not let their business die. Please, we have got to save our own food supply and we have to shore up the backbone of America. I'm Kate Daly. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from The Kate Daly Show. And let me just tell you, get those supplements and get yourself some food storage right now. Alex is right. You need to stock up right now. They'll keep on the shelf all those supplements. So just make sure that you're getting them and make sure you have them because as we look at shortages, it might be harder and harder to get them. We have a pretty short window to basically get things. And right now, I would say, is the perfect time to absolutely know that you are short up in health and food and everything. So I was talking about farmers and how we could help farmers because we're just honestly standing around watching our country burn. There are things we can do to take action, and I'm just going to tell you a whole bunch of things that you could do. I'm really into practical answers, been thinking a lot about these things we can do. But number one, with that sleight of hand, the reason they wanted to dazzle everybody with the Roe versus Wade win, even though really they were just exposing that you could have all along for 49 years, done what we're about to do with our states, but we need to go farther. They did not want you to see the red flag bill, the bipartisan bill. And that bill is the snitch bill. Any ex-employee, any political group that doesn't like somebody on the radio or doesn't like somebody on TV saying things can actually just make a phone call, or the police can just make it up and go in and they can come take your guns without a trial, without due process. And that is so harmful. So make sure that, and you can see where that's going to go, right? That's the way in, is to take our guns. And they knew we'd never give them up. So, you know what? You take them and you call everybody else, everybody a mental health risk. Remember Georgia? Georgia passed that law that basically changed the language to a harm to oneself where you could be committed against your will to a harm in the future. In the future, at some point in the future, you could be a harm to someone or something. Remember that, because the other states are going to do it too. Then we're really in trouble. Because anything could be considered mental health. So make sure you're going in and getting a resolution to the Constitution in your state constitution against the taking of your guns by the feds, the taking of your guns, because there's a lot of money going to flow in to pay the states and pay them off, just like COVID bucks. So we have to make resolutions so that you get your due process. They have to go through proper channels. The other thing is this, you know, we're talking a lot about gas. Why aren't the states saying we have our own domestic oil supply within our states and we're going to make sure our people that live in our states get the decent price? Why are we always saying that it's up to the feds and up to the King Fraudulent administration? The states certainly can exercise some sovereignty on this. They certainly have oil everywhere, and they certainly can make agreements. If for some reason they don't, they can make an agreement with a state that's already set up for domestic oil. They absolutely could define what we're paying for gas right now if they wanted to. So where's our state sovereignty? Where's our governors with a backbone, right? It's hard to find. It's really sad. Like my own. My own is like super feminine and totally weird. But I'm stuck with them, right? We're stuck with these guys. And so a lot of heat and a lot of pressure that we need to put on these guys. But they absolutely could control that if they wanted to. Same with Montana, Nebraska, and South Dakota. All three of those states are Republican. Why are they not passing their section of the pipeline? Why is there no heat on these states to do this? They absolutely could do that. Why are we always putting the ball in King Fraudulent's court? There's no reason for it. Also, your county commissioners in your county could say, hey, don't pay for gas. I'm sorry, tax on gas. Don't pay for registration fees. There's a lot of fees and a lot of nonsense that I think is unconstitutional anyway. But they could absolutely step up and say, don't pay those things until this is over, right? So that they can urge it along to get to kind of come to a head so we can get some lower prices. But why not do that? A county could stand apart from the state. They've done it before. Why can't they do it now? They absolutely can do it. And so you can put heat on your local county commissioners because you have that ability. Same with election fraud. The county commissioners in the country are the ones that can absolutely go to bat and change the system for how you vote. So have you put any pressure on them at all to do that? I call ours locally Manny Moe and Jack because they're so idiotic. They won't do a thing. And we have to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Show up at those county meetings. Show up and say, I want you to change all this election fraud that's going on. And I don't want mail-in voting because it causes fraud. And I want to be in person. And you should be demanding it in these counties. Also, support movies that do not support the woke agenda by looking to see what the movies have in them, like Buzz Lightyear. I'm so glad that flopped. It totally deserved it. Disney's gone, totally jumped the shark, and it's sickening what they're doing to a little Mickey Mouse, isn't it? The little woke agenda. Also, what we can be doing on the right is making a hell of a lot more movies, like 2,000 Mules. Put your money there, in the awakening of people to understand what's really going on. These people always need your support. And movies like Top Gun, if you really want to go see a Holly weird movie, go see something like Top Gun that doesn't have any woke agenda in it. The only message there is, I'm old, but I still matter. So go see those. I mean, people flocked to that movie for a reason. They wanted nothing with politics in it. Oh, man, what a lesson. What a lesson. They won't learn from that lesson. Every all-women cast movie will fail. Every woke agenda will fail. And now we have, I can't remember her name, the little itty-bitty star from Star Wars is trying to bulk up for to be Thor, right? A woman Thor, and she's like 5'1". I'm sorry, how much can you seriously bulk up? And if you have to bulk up, aren't you trying to be more manly? So ridiculous. Anyway, it's asinine. Also, here's another one. My friend bought a truth truck. A truth truck. This is a truck with solar panels and messages. And so she delivers messages about the vaccines, messages about all kinds of things. And she drives that truck around and parks it in certain areas so people can get these messages. It's like a moving billboard. Why aren't more people doing this? Why aren't we owning billboards? Why are we not putting out truth messages to counteract the lying scumbags and whorebags in media? Why are we not doing this? We have so many things in our arsenal, but we don't do them. We don't do them. We sit and watch our country burn, and then we complain. There's no room for complaining. And so truth trucks. Everybody, every city in America should have a truth truck. Go in on it. Get a group to go in on it. Raise money for it. Whatever you have to do. You want to do a car wash? Great. Let's fund those. Because if people don't hear these messages, like the fact that we didn't have, you know, one new cemetery in the year 2020, so what did they do with 500,000 bodies? I mean, satellite would have picked up big burnings, so I'm pretty sure they didn't do that. Anyway, we need to do something about getting the truth out, okay? And then also homesteading, lowering property tax, right? Following the procedures, print out a declaration of homesteading. It's a huge one. Here's another one for land, too. It's so vital. I hope everybody in America is going to really listen to this right now. You bought a home, and all you got was a warranty deed. A warranty deed doesn't do anything. The mortgage company thought they could get away with giving you a warranty deed. What you really need is a land patent. Because the government owns what's under your ground, not you. They do. If you have a land patent and it's a matter of paperwork, and it's a matter of going in and doing the paperwork, Ron Gibson, my friend, Manny's been doing this for 40 years and teaching all about it all over America. If you go in for the land patent, you own everything under that land. Much harder to take your home from you when they collapse our economy and want to do so. A land patent. All you have is a warranty deed. You need a land patent. That is so vital, I can't even tell you, because all of us were taught to think that a warranty deed was all we needed, and it's not. You must get a land patent, okay, if you really want to own your home so that they can't take it. Homesteading is just another option, and go look up homesteading, and what you do is you follow the procedures to print out a declaration of homesteading. Really, really important to do some of these things because look into them, because if we don't, we're just sitting here waiting for the collapse. I mean, come on, can't we do more? We have to get prepared for a people's reset. We have to be the ones that say no to their great reset. Why aren't companies developing lines of loans and funding for those that do not accept the woke agenda? Because the woke agenda companies are the only ones that are going to be funded in the future in the great reset. That's what it's all about. That's why they're going to bat for the glitter and the sparkle and the, you know, everything's gay in June, is because they're proving their wokeness so they can get future money. I'll be right back. I'm Kay Daly, your guest host for the Alex Jones Show, but I'll be right back and
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm so glad to be here with you. I'm Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show, your guest host, and I always appreciate coming in each week to share with you some of the things I've learned, I've been studying, and really wanted to bring some solutions to you today because I felt like we're standing around, we don't know what to do, we feel like we can't do anything as one person. You'd be so surprised what you can do as one person. It reminds me of the old video where the guy is dancing, and he's dancing in a crowd, and the whole crowd is looking at him like he has two heads, and then all of a sudden, another person joins him, and then all of a sudden, the people start not looking at him like he has two heads, but, another person joined him. And then pretty soon everybody was dancing. And that's kind of how this works. We have to lead out. We've got to be lions right now. We cannot be, We cannot be little mice that just sit in the corner and are fretting and are worried. And I know that's not you. I absolutely love this audience because I know that's not you. You want to do things to help this country because you love this country. And as we're coming up on Independence Day, and we need to call it Independence Day, not July 4th. We don't call Christmas December 25th and take away all of its meaning. Call it Independence Day because it is Independence Day. And, you know, are we celebrating it or memorializing it? You know, Connor Boyack said that to me this week. And I said, yeah, you're right. What are we doing, you know, as a country? And so I feel sad right now. And I'm going to feel sad on Independence Day because I'm realizing what we're losing to the woke mobs and to utter stupidity and the total morons out there that have the microphone. And we have to do more on this side. And this is why I'm bringing all these solutions to you, because these are things we can do. So no matter what happens, no matter how this story plays out, and if you read the scriptures, you know how it plays out, we're still responsible for everything we do. So we have to just keep doing it. That's the answer. So here's some more. One of the things I always talk about is water, because I live in a desert and water is such a big deal, and they call it liquid gold. And then the counties are always seeking to fine tune. That's what they call it when they want to gouge you some more with more taxes for it, is fine tune the regulations so that you're paying a hilt for this water. But primary water is earth generated water, and nobody ever talks about it. Nobody, you can go to primarywater.org and find out more about it. But when conditions are right, the oxygen combines with hydrogen to make new water. This water is being pushed up under great pressure from very, very deep in the earth. It's very renewable and it never ends. And it finds its way towards the surface of the earth where there are fissures or faults. And depending on the geology, primary water can be close to the surface, or it can be and flow out as a spring, or it can be very, very, very deep. Okay. And so how can we access it? Well, the origins of primary water are deep because there's great pressure. It moves upwards wherever possible. And it also confronts a blocking geologic structure. It will remain deep. So you go into the weak areas of the Earth's crust, and it moves forward, and until it's blocked or finds a way to the surface. These weaker areas are often sort of associated with mountain ranges where faults are common, but it can also be in flat areas too. And so these fresh water vents are there. How do you think we got water all along? It didn't just come from rainfall and snow. How idiotic, but that's what we're taught in school. That's what the weathermen say, right? And that's what government says. In fact, my own governor was saying it. He's such a moron. It only comes from snowpack. That's not true. Water comes from down deep as well, and it's also pushed upward. So you can get it from both angles, and you have to know what you're doing to find it. And it is the best water, and it's also the water that could help us, because I know as they try to promote human-caused global climate change, they're going to probably harp us into hotter and hotter weather. Well, if that's the case, water will be an issue if we're only going to rely on it the way we've relied on it. And why do you think the government always wanted so much control over it? The government really, the state governments, the counties, they really wanted that control so that they could continue to charge us more and more money for it. So there's such a game involved. But we need to be smart enough to be able to find these. And you can go to primarywater.org and learn more. But this is how Lake Elsinore was actually refilled, was they went down deep into primary water to refill it. So don't let anyone tell you they cannot do that before they've even looked into it, because it's very possible and it's been going on for centuries. Okay. Veterans. I talked about the grid system this week, and we have three major grids in our country. We have a West Coast, we have Texas, and then we have an East Coast. And they're never, ever secured. They are not, the Congress won't do anything to secure them. The states aren't doing much to secure them. And so they're very, very vulnerable. And what's interesting is we always think cyber attack, but it's actually down on the list. Physical attack is really one of the higher reasons why we have problems with these stations. If something goes wrong in the major stations that control the country, and we also control Canada, but if something goes wrong, where do we get our parts? China. China. Yeah. And it could take up to 18 months to get a new major part for these stations, for these grids. And so when you think about that, I was thinking, you know, what could we immediately do since they're not willing to do anything? What about retired veterans that guard substations? What about that? Because we truly are not doing anything to secure the fact that we could be without, our country would come to a standstill very, very, very quickly. So there are things we could do if we were willing to do them. And why aren't states buying transformers now instead of waiting 18 months when one breaks? Right? Just like right now, we should be buying a lot of car parts for our cars, fuel pumps and tires and all those things, because those are the things that that you're going to consistently need, right? And get them now before a shortage unveils itself. Makes sense to me. But we need to push our states to buy transformers now to buoy up all of the substations in your state, too, besides even the major ones. But the major ones, yes, could take up to 18 months to get from China. And do we have any companies here that make these? No, we don't. No, we don't. Sad. So also, here's another one. Doctors can step away from socialized NIH-controlled medicine, as we saw with Remdesivir and their protocol, and start their own clinics for the unvaxxed. As more and more people are dying from the vaccination, it's going to be very, very clear that this is not something that you should take into your body, as it's promoting, you know, heart attacks and strokes and vertigo and everything else. So let's see doctors form their own clinics. And if you want to put money into something, put it into those clinics. Also, if they come up with a Mommy Loves Mommy book every 5 minutes, come up with a book to contradict that, a brand new book about mommies and daddies. We have to be able to fight this war. See, they use bully groups to get into the schools. It's always under the guise of bullying. And then they go in and they're very, very pro-LGBT and transgender to the kids. But they always get in saying that they're against bullying. So why don't we use that same tactic? Why don't we get in under the guise of bullying and talk about the Constitution and talk about America and talk about the love for America and its founding? Why can't we do that? Also, blast the newspapers with op-eds. They can't keep ignoring you. They seem to want to ignore me. But blast them with op-eds so that you can get your message out and keep sending op-eds. And that's something anyone can do. Write an article. Also, don't go to the places where feds are surely going to show up, as we're consistently told. I think it's the feds that are the professional agitators. And so don't go, and certainly don't bring your phone, as they're going to net the whole entire area to see who you are and to know where you are. And also, if you notice drills consistently going on within a school, and it seems a little odd to you that the feds keep hanging around and SWAT keeps hanging around and ICE keeps hanging around elementary school for another drill, because this has happened, start talking about it, posting it, exposing it. Get it on the net. Get that exposure on the net so people can see that, yes, the feds were hanging around and drilling there. There was no reason for it. Right? And you know what I'm talking about, a particular elementary school that had dozens and dozens of drills for no apparent reason. And it starts with a U. Also, on the day you vote, wouldn't it be interesting if we grabbed Sharpies and wrote on our T-shirts, wrote on our arms who we voted for, so there was a very visual representation of who we voted for, so that it couldn't just be, oh, no, we just didn't get enough votes. If you had pictures of who people, like large groups, everyone with a T-shirt on going, I voted for, you know what I mean, for president or for governor, wouldn't it be interesting to see the visuals of that? How in the world could they conduct the fraud with so many representations of who people actually voted for? I don't know. Maybe it's time to do that since they won't fix election fraud. I don't know. But I don't want to see the fraud winners win anymore, do you? And maybe we truly need to do something a little different than just count on the machine, which we all know is so corrupt. I've been talking about those machines for 6 years. They're so corrupt. They either multiply a vote or they divide a vote in the back of the software. And so if people had a visual representation of who they actually voted for, I don't know how you could fight that. I don't know how you could contradict that. Anyway, I hope these solutions helped. And I hope that we look at each one of those as something that we could really do right now, because we have got to save this country. And as we go forward to Independence Day, I'm always emotional in an Independence Day anyway, because it's such a, we have such a wonderful country. Let's save it. Let's protect it.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.